Okay, gentlemen, I want to start with an interesting story I saw. I thought it's an interesting story. It's got halachic implications as well. I think it's a Goynish Maisa. I saw it, it's quite random, but I think it's a fantastic story. Reb Chaim Oizer Gozhensky, who was the ultimate Gadol HaDor between the wars. He was really the ultimate Poisek HaDor. Reb Chaim Oizer, he was the absolute giant of the generation between the wars. He was Nifta 1940 under natural circumstances, but on a very, very tragic tkufa, very tragic time, just as the war really started developing and the difficulties emerging. It was very tragic years, and we can see from the last chuvas that he wrote that the difficult period that he was in and the difficulty of Kaiser between the wars. It was very difficult years. Abraham Oizer, he died when he was 75, so ripe age. He had quite unwell the last couple of years of his life. And the last sukkahs that he lived, he was visited. He lived in Vilna. He was the unofficial Av Beis Din of Vilna. Since the Vilna Gaon was obviously one of the greatest achronim, and he was never officially the Rav of Vilna. He lived in Vilna, but he was never officially the Rav of Vilna. Therefore, it was an unofficial rule that there was never a person who would officially having the role of Av Beis Din of Vilna. It wasn't unofficial for a couple of centuries. There was never an official Rav of Vilna, but the unofficial de facto Rav in Reb Chaim Oizer's time, was Reb Chaim Oizer himself, was a de facto Rav, but he never officially accepted that position. Reb Chaim Oizer had lots and lots of visitors and people going for brachas and advice and everything. And at one point, the last sukkahs, he was visited by the Sridi Eish, Hebechil Yaakov Weinberg, who was the last, very interesting life in his own right. He was the Sridi Eish, he survived. He was actually from Lithuania, he moved to Germany, where he was the last leader of the Berlin Seminary, which was like the Yeshiva Gdolek, or Kodel rather. And he visited Reb Chaim Oizer. And when he visited Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Chaim Oizer said, listen, I'm not well enough to go down to the sukkah, because I'm qualified as a mitzta'er. We know there's a halacha of a mitzta'er is potter min sukkah. A mitzta'er is potter min sukkah. So therefore he said, you know, I'm not well enough. He lived in a flat, in a third floor or so, higher up. And he said, to go down the few floors, and to go to the sukkah, that's a very great tircha for me. I'm not well, I'm ill. I'm not going to be able to be mechabed you and give you the respect and the honor to eat with you in the sukkah. But by all means, you have a drink. It is mezonis there. Go to the sukkah and spend some time in the sukkah. And we'll talk later on, but I cannot actually join you into the sukkah at this stage. So he told to his visitor. And of course, his guest, his visitor said, sure, of course, no problem at all. I'm going to go down to the sukkah and I'll see you later. He went down to the sukkah and he had some mezonos. He made leishev a sukkah and he spent some time in the sukkah. As he was there, a few minutes later, he hears the steps going down, and he sees no other than Reb Chaim Oizer himself joining him to the sukkah. And it was with great difficulty that Reb Chaim Oizer had joined him in the sukkah. He did join him. And so he asked him, 1 second, a minute ago you're telling me that, you know, Reb Chaim Oizer, why are you joining me in the sukkah? You said yourself you are mitzta'er, you are potter min sukkah, you're exempt from mitzvah sukkahs. Why are you joining me in the sukkah? There's no need, you know, I can have a bit of rogalach by myself, you know, and I can have a bit of orange juice. I don't need you to join me in the sukkah, you know, it's fine. I'll speak to you later. And you're mitzta'er, you're exempt from mitzvah sukkahs. Why did you, on the great difficulty, come down to the sukkah? Reb Chaim Oizer answered, he says, listen here, you're right, I am mitzta'er. I'm in a sukkah. You're 100% right. I'm exempt from mitzvah sukkah, but there's another mitzvah here. The mitzvah of achnos oichim, the mitzvah of chesed. You've come all the way. You want to talk to me? I want to give you the honor. You're a guest. You know, I want to give you the honor. I want to mechabed you. I want to honor you. I want to give you the respect. For that, I don't have the ptur of mitztaya. Mitztaya is an exception. Is a ptur. Is an exemption when it comes to mitzvah sukkah. But there's no ptur of mitztaya when it comes to mitzvah zachnos oichim. There's no exemption of honoring somebody, and there's no exemption of giving the chesed to somebody and being nice to somebody. I don't have a ptur of mitztaya. Therefore, whilst mitzvah sukkah, I am exempt. But mitzvah chesed and achnos oichim, I'm not exempt from that. And therefore, I've come down specially. I think it's really interesting. It's Reb Chaim Oizer It's goyness to be able to differentiate between those two. And I think that what it teaches us as well is that as far as the mitzvah sukkah is concerned, there is a ptur of mitzvahs. There's a ptur of mitzvah. In many ways it goes much further, and chesed goes much further, and even on the difficulties and even on the difficult circumstance, a person has to push himself even further than the basics, and he was exempt from sukkah, but he was not exempt from chesed. Very beautiful at the time, always a story that was told by Tzvi Eish himself. Okay, we are going back to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We're up to page 14 in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Yerokis. I have a question over here which I want to share with you, discuss with you, and moving on from Siv Dalet, going on a few Fasif. First, let's start what we discussed yesterday. We discussed yesterday a concept, and the concept was, what was the concept we discussed yesterday? Concept was that there's a Ptur of Dover of Eid. So Melachas, normally you can't do Melachas on Chol HaMoed. But if something is a financial loss, dover of eight, then you're allowed to do it. It is an exemption to the exemption. And when is dover of eight? Also, we learned yesterday. That dover of eight is still going to be also when we learned. Yes, the Dover Oved is normally Mutter. But that's it. Thank you very much. If it's a Techiah Seir, Dover Oved is still going to be also. So the example given was taking buckets from one end to the other. You know, all the food is going to go dry, it's going to die out. So if it's an easy way out, it's Dover Oved, it's Mutter. If there's a lot of Techiah involved, thank you. If it's a Techiah Seir, then it's going to be also because Dover Oved is only Mutter. If it's simple work, if it's a tirchi seira, it's going to be also. That was the concept we discussed yesterday. Okay, Siv Dalet, page 14. Yerokos shiroitze le'ochlam b'moyet. If you've got vegetables, now you've got a vegetable field. Yerokos le'ochlam b'moyet, you want to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Yochalid lo ismaim la'ashkoison, pour water, lashkoison to water your vegetables. Kidei, in order shigdulu, that they should grow, veyu royel lemoyet, and they will be edible now. So I didn't know it works like that. I didn't know, but all I know is the Shulchan Aruch's words that by watering now in Chol HaMoed, the vegetable is going to grow faster, bigger, and they're going to be edible in Chol HaMoed. If I would not water them, the vegetables will remain small. And now I'm allowed to increase the water water these vegetables to make them bigger and therefore better and eat them like that on Chol HaMoed. What happens if I don't plan to eat them on Chol HaMoed? Can I water these fields with vegetables if I don't plan to eat them on Chol HaMoed?
No.
Indeed, says Shulchan Aruch, Avol, but in Einoi Roitze Lochlam B'Moed, if I don't plan to eat those vegetables on Chol HaMoed or on Yom Tov, V'Oise Kedei L'Ashpichon, all you're doing really is to improve, to increase the quality of those vegetables, Kedei L'Ashpichon, also that's going to be also. So again, if I'm increasing the quality of these vegetables and I'm going to eat them on Chol HaMoed, it's fine. If I'm increasing the quality, I'm watering them to make them juicy, and I'm doing that, and they'll be edible and better, and I'm planning that for after Chol HaMoed, for after Yom Tov, it's going to be also. So it all depends when you plan to eat. Here the Mishnah Berurah asks the following question. What happens if I personally am not going to eat them anyway? I don't like carrots. I'm not going to have those tomatoes. They're going to be for somebody else. Can I water those vegetable fields for somebody else to have them on Chol HaMoed? Again, somebody else on Chol HaMoed. Mutter or also? Yes. Although you're not eating it yourself, it's fine. I don't know, there's somebody on, can somebody mute themselves? There's somebody I don't know who it is. Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so no, can somebody mute themselves? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. No. Yeah, can you please? It's gone. Very good. Okay, thank you. Okay. So the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah does say exactly like that, that you are allowed to. You are allowed to water the fields even if it's not for yourself. As long as it will be eaten on Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to water those fields. So again, as long as it will be eaten on Chol HaMoed, it doesn't make a difference if you are going to eat it or somebody else is going to eat it, you're allowed to water them. That was Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalet. Let's see bottom line in first column. Shiroit Sele Ochlon, Eina Kavona Sifkot Yudalet, Eina Kavona Dafke, Shiroit Sele Echol Be'atzma, it doesn't make a difference if it's him going to eat it himself. Elo Roit Sele Ima, Shiroi La Achille Be'moed, even if you're going to sell it, somebody else is going to eat it, it's permitted. Okay. Now, I wasn't sure in terms of this Shulchan Aruch, because what is a Shulchan Aruch? I really don't know. I couldn't find in the poskim about that. Very much inspired by the lockdown, the initial lockdown, the first lockdown. So a lot of people got inspired and got the cheshek to plant things in their back garden. I think it was a boom. Right? I think the garden centers were open in the first lockdown to encourage people to be busy in their back gardens. So very nice. Now, based on that, I had the following question, Shulchan Aruch, and again, I didn't see anything in the poskim. What are we talking about over here? We are talking about large fields, and we're talking about large operations, and we want to know as to whether you're allowed to water them on Chol HaMoed for yourself or for others, you know, for now, for after Yom Tov, right? Clearly, we're not talking about the fun element and the just people as a hobby, they want to plant some things in the backyard. And therefore, I would like to ask, what would be the halacha if somebody's got in a back garden a bit of, what are they called? A bit of, you know, a vegetable, what are those called? A vegetable corner, whatever it is. I'm doing a bit of onions, a bit of potatoes, and a bit of tomatoes. What's that?
Called an allotment.
All right. So I've got an allotment. Good. Okay. I do a bit of, a couple of potatoes, a couple of onions, a bit of, I don't know what else works, and a bit of that. So it's not that's really... What's that? So
nothing else to do these days.
May as well plant some garlic and onions. That's right. Yeah. So, I'm losing you, Yossel. But the point is, if you have, yeah, as you say, if nothing else to do, you want to plant a bit of onions and garlic and tomatoes in a back garden. Are you allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed and water them? Can you water them? Because this is not really for the aspect of, the agenda is not primarily to eat, to eat it. I mean, of course, it's going to be nice, but that's not really the, it's a hobby. You know, something clever to do in spare time. I didn't see the Mishnah Berurah speaking about it, and nor did I see Poskim speaking about it. Mutar also.
If you're doing it as a hobby, then does that give you more latitude? It doesn't involve tirka. Is whether or not this tirka involved a subjective test or an objective test? I'm asking. If it's a subjective test as to whether there's tirka involved, and you're doing it for enjoyment, you know, just like some people, different people have different types of enjoyment. I like going cycling up hills. Other people don't like cycling. It's a subjective test. If you like, I don't like the idea of gardening, but if people love gardening and it gives them some positive, but they're not doing it for the production aspect of it, they're not doing it for the of the whole aspect of it, then the chorus should be mutter, maybe. Or is that stretching it?
No, I think it's a very, very good spot. Brad, yeah?
I thought the agricultural halakhas are forbidden on Kolomei. Unless, of course, it can be needing it for Girafakila or for Hilvepish. But otherwise, all the agricultural related malachot, I thought, were not allowed.
Right, so you are saying, that at the end of the day, it's Dova Ovet, that this is all within the simon of Dova Ovet, and the root of the permission is Dova Ovet. If it's not Dova Ovet, Brad Tynes, so if it's not Dova Ovet, so it's going to be also. Don't tell me you're enjoying it. You know, people also enjoy making lots of money, but it's still going to be also on Chol HaMoed. So it's Dova Ovet, and therefore, as long as it's not Dova Ovet, it's going to be also. Yossel Tynes, it's not a Tircha, he's enjoying it. I don't know the answer. I can really hear both sides of the coin. I do not know the answer. I don't know if it's mutter or not.
Doesn't it also depend if he's going to eat it or not? I mean, what we just read. He's going to use his tomatoes and then use them for the moed. Even if, though it's a hobby, because you can go to like Tesco, at the end of the day, I don't know how you would say that. Maybe you would say that that would be okay. If you're going to use it for eating,
yeah. You're saying at the end of the day, you're arguing that it's oichel nefesh at the end of the day, and if you're going to plan to eat it, it's going to be fine. I don't know the answer. I don't know the halacha. We move on to Sif Hei. Ein oisim chritzim shebikra gefonim. This is now referring to the indentation of the bottom of the vine. Okay, so if you're looking at a grapevine, there is always indentation. Now, if you want to have a decent grapevine, you've got to have those indentations. You may not make ein oisim acharitzim. You may not make those charitz, those indentations in the vines. Shebeikrei agfonim gefen. Gefen is not a grape. Gefen is a vine. You know how to make those indentations in the vines. Kedesh is malumaim for it to fill water. So, if you want your grapes on the vines to grow properly and healthily, you've got to make sure that there's plenty of water in those grooves. They've got to have a lot of water. What happens if those indentations are so? The way to do it is that it should be able to hold a lot of water. If you don't have, if it's filled with earth or mud, you may not make those indentations. You may not make it.
Hello?
Yeah?
I don't hear anything.
Katanka, I can hear you, Katanka. Give me away.
You are frozen.
The robot. Where's the robot?
I keep going. I keep going. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you do not make an indentation, a groove for holding the water by the grapevines. If you had initially, so to make a new groove, you may not. But if there was such a groove already near the grapevines, then it's calculable, but they broke. They fell apart and they got filled with earth and mud. You may fix it. So here comes a rule. We're going to see a few of those cases that making melechat chile, creating something new, you may not. But if something has been initially created and it's got ruined a bit and you've got to fix it, fixing is very often permitted on Chol HaMoed. This is the first instance. To make a groove melechat chile is also. To fix one is permitted. So when his calculus was made and it broke, got filled, you may fix it on Chol HaMoed. Avol says the Rama, if you want to make it greater, you want to increase the size, you also may not, because that's not fixing, that's something new. You're making it larger, bigger, better, that you may not. Fixing to its initial state is fine, but remaking it better is and bigger, that's awesome. Yeah, is the line okay? Or is it freezing?
Okay.
Starting from which point exactly? Whoa, I've lost them all together. Whoa. Oh, hello, are we back on?
Is that bad with left?
Hello?
Pat, is you back?
What's that?
I remind you, you there?
I am here, hello.
We lost you for a while.
You need to repeat
that. Hey, back. We lost you for a while. Can we do hello for hey again? We missed it all.
Yeah.
Can we repeat hello for hey, yeah. Sorry about that.
Save hey. Ein oisim charitzim shebeke akfonim. Okay, so every grapevine, a gefen is a vine, it's not a grape. So every vine needs to have next to it a groove, an indentation where there is water. That's where the rainwater goes, and that's where it. That's from there the vine grows. So now, what happens if I don't have a decent indentation, I don't have a decent groove? Can I make a new groove on Chol HaMoed to dig a bit next to the vine for the water to go in there, and then the vine is going to be growing nicely? Can I do that or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein oisim acharitzim." You may not make an indentation, a groove, shebeikir akfonim, which is by the bottom, by the foundation of the vine, kedei in order sheismalumayim, that it should be filled with water. You can't do that. You cannot make and create a groove. Ve'im hoyu, however, if they were asuyos, if they were created before Yom Tov, if they existed beforehand, feniskalku, and they broke, they got filled with earth, or they got filled with mud, or they broke, then hareze mesaknon b'moed, I can fix it. So the rule is making a new one, also fixing one that existed previously, that I'm allowed to do. Says the Rama, Aval also la'amikon yoisim eberishoino, but I cannot make it. If I'm fixing, don't say, "Oh, I'm fixing it. Might as well make it bigger and larger." No, you can only fix it to the state that it was beforehand. So fixing is muta, creating new is also, and this is going to be a rule that we're going to be seeing over the next few seifim, that whenever it comes to making something new, to be mechadish something new, to create something new, to build something new, that's categorically also. But fixing something which had existed beforehand and broke, that's going to be also as a matter of rule. That's the rule that we're going to be seeing another few see from later as well, Mitzshem. Rabbi said, just to summarize what we learned that vegetables, if vegetables are going to be edible on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to water them to make them better, as long as you're going to eat them on Chol HaMoed, not only you, but also others. If they're going to be eaten on Chol HaMoed, it's fine. If they're going to be eaten after Yom Tov, it's also. Then we spoke about the grapevine. Fixing is also, and making new is also, and fixing is mutter. Okay, the line wasn't great tonight. I'm sorry about that. Hope we'll be better tomorrow evening. Okay. I wish you a good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you.